The year was 1994, and Republicans in the U.S. House were searching for a campaign issue that could catapult them into the majority. Former Charlotte Mayor Sue Myrick had lost a primary bid for the U.S. Senate in 1992. She signed the contract and entered her bid to represent the 9th District. Within the document was a provision called the Citizen Legislature Act. It would limit the terms of lawmakers in the Senate and the House to 12 years. After the 94 election, Myrick and other Republicans pledged to make the provision law, but it didn't pass. Myrick is now running for her 7th term in Congress, despite the fact that she promised to serve only 6. Myrick now says she is not bound to any term limits.
But very frankly, that term limits pledge that all of us signed was if term limits were implemented, we would abide by them. Term limits were never implemented. It's never an issue in the district. I can't tell you when the last time somebody came up and said, you know, you made a term limits pledge.
The term limits provision required an amendment to the U.S. Constitution, an almost impossible task, considering that senior members of Congress were opposed to them from the start. Did the candidates really believe in term limits? Or was it just political hot air designed to persuade voters? Linda Killian is a professor of journalism and director of the Boston University Washington Center. Her book entitled The Freshman, What Happened to the Republican Revolution, chronicled the path of lawmakers elected in 1994. Killian says the freshmen didn't understand the political realities of Congress.
They thought you come to Washington, you affect change, and you get out and you go home. But Washington is very seductive. It's nice to have someone call you Mr. Chairman. And once you kind of get sucked in, then term limits doesn't look so great.
Seniority is the key to achieving power in Congress. And Myrick is no exception. She holds strong favor on the House Energy and Commerce Committee. For 2 years, she chaired the Republican Study Committee, the House's most powerful political caucus. Ilona Nichols is an independent congressional analyst based in Washington. She says Myrick does more for North Carolina by staying in Congress.
Term limits are already in place, and they're called elections. And if a specific member is not living up to what she or he ought to be doing, the electorate certainly can limit their terms by not reelecting them. Unfortunately, the electorate doesn't pay close enough attention nor exercise its civic responsibility to limit the terms of incumbents.
Killian argues the term limits were placed in the contract to show the country that Republicans could police Congress if they became the majority party. But she says Republicans have fallen prey to the same kinds of control and corruption they accused Democrats of fostering 12 years ago.
But all this talk about balancing the budget and reducing the size of the federal debt and reducing the size of government, they've broken all those promises. The things that they were willing to lay down on the railroad tracks and shut the government down over all of a sudden don't seem all that important.
Myrick says her decision to run for a 7th term is based on support from her constituents in the 9th District.
The point is, it isn't an issue with the public because they have term limits every 2 years. If they don't want me there, they can vote me out this time. People are encouraging me to run again, and I'm going to run again.
High energy prices and the war in Iraq are sure to overshadow the issue of term limits as Myrick squares off against Democratic challenger Bill Glass. Voters will decide how important it is for Myrick to stay true to the contract. For WFAE News, I'm Terry Gilday on Capitol Hill.